But yeah, we talk about children being very spry and games they play and so forth.
And what about if your daughter, you know, went somewhere and it was 11 o'clock and she wasn't back, she said you'd be back at 10:30. You'd say, well, I don't guess there's any reason to worry about. I can't help feeling a little
anxious.
And you wouldn't say you felt easy about it. You know, you felt just a little.
Well, you said that there's no reason to worry.
Well, you wouldn't feel easy about it. You'd feel a little.
Well, uneasy.
And if you don't want to go upstairs in the dark, you might say, I don't want to do that because I'm
afraid of the dark.
Any other words?
Scared.
And if a person who just gets afraid real easy is kind of what?
Pitiful. I'm one of them, I think. Okay, a person who scares easily is a scaredy cat, huh? You said, okay.
And on a place like a dark road, you know, along in a graveyard, is what? You said that a place, you know.
A scary place. So I think.
And if you're talking about somebody, you know, being scared, you might say, "Well, she isn't afraid now, but she
used to be."
And I don't know why she's afraid now. She
never was before.
The opposite of used to be. There. I don't know why she's afraid now. She
never used to be.
And would you ever say she did?
She didn't used to be. Yeah, I might.
And if somebody just leaves a lot of money on the table and leaves the door unlocked and walks off, you say that person was very
foolish.
And what about somebody who's a reckless driver and just runs into you? Say, well, that was very what of you? You shouldn't be so
careless.
And if you're talking about like an aunt or somebody who, you know, who just acts kind of, you know, so funny, you know, you might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie. She just acts kind of
eccentric.
Is any other word there?
Yes, I'm sure there would be. She's kind of strange.
What about the word?
Kind of weird.
Any other word there? Like, what about the word queer? Would you ever use that there?
No. I think some people would, but I wouldn't.
What does that mean to you?
Well, right now, it always means homosexual. That's always the first thing. Children and all.
Well, has that changed? Like when you were a child?
Oh yes, I definitely think so.
What queer was it when you were a child?
Peculiar.
And now, if a man just sets his mind to something, has his own ways, and he never wants to change, you'd say, well, don't be so
bullheaded or hard-headed. I might say knot-headed.
Well, what about somebody who you can't joke with, just loses his temper? You say he's mighty. Just gets all upset. Just, you know, the least little thing and goes wrong, and just gets all upset. You say he's awfully.
I don't know. I might say fractious, but I don't. I'm sure there's a more common term.
Fractious.
Yeah.
And what about somebody who, you know, that you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I don't know why he got so
upset.
And what about somebody who's he got so, you know, you said something and you didn't mean the way he took it, but still he got very, what?
Upset or angry, I'd say.
Any other words you could use? You know, you say if you one of your neighbors, you know, you express an opinion she didn't agree, and you say, well, I don't know why she's what at me.
Mad at me, yeah.
And